Islam, Islam, the universal religion. Islam, the universal religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma iftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. O Allah azza wa jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Balagha al-'ula bi kamalihi, kashafa ad-duja bi jamalihi, حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Alhamdulillah, we start our program in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Allah wahidu yakta hai, ek khuda bas tanha hai, koi na uska hamta hai, ek hi sab ki sunta hai. Allahu 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 Allahu. Maula dil ka zang chhuda, qalb-e noori paaye jila, dil ko kar de aaina, jisme chamke ye kalma, haq la ilaha illallah, aamanna bi rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. So yes, we are in Islam, the universal religion, and I am your host for today, alhamdulillah. Allah Azza wa Jalla grants salvation from the difficulties, horrors, and torment of the hereafter. This is exactly what we need to mold or push ourselves on to attain that forgiveness. Tawbatun nasuha, whereas all the sins are pardoned and forgiven, and we are able to attain and receive this intercession of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. And through that intercession, may Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from the punishment and the difficulties of the hereafter. We are going to be discussing some of the matters of Jahannam, but prior to that, dear viewers, inshallah, let's recite Durud-e Pak upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, as we all know, that there are many, 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 many virtues and blessings of reciting Durud-e Pak. So we are, of course, remembering them right now. And which hadith should we discuss? Which one should we not discuss? Of course, there are so many motivational ahadith out there that will motivate the viewers to recite lots and lots of Durud and Salawat and salutations. Listen to this for the sake of barakah and blessings, as the merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in the books of ahadith. Allahu Akbar, he has mentioned, and this is of course an in'am, a blessing on the ummatis. He says, the one who recites one durood, salams or salutations upon me, in exchange of that as a recompensation, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive him his 10 sins and grant him 10 reward and increase his status by 10 times. Allahu Akbar. So all of these blessings and virtues are for the one who just recites one durood. And for those who consistently recite durood throughout the day, only Allah knows what is your reward. Lekin chale inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Let us include one or two couplets of this famous qasida, this qasida which needs no introduction and recited by none other than Mawlana Muhammad Sharafuddin Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Ise padhte hain aur mashallah azza wa jalla, we will enlighten our hearts and souls with this qasida, which is of course known as qasida burda. سو مل کے پڑھتے ہیں. اٹ از آلسو درود پاک. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
مولا یا صلی وسلم دائماً آباداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم. مولا یا صلی وسلم دائماً آباداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم. محمد سید کونین و ثقلین. محمد سید کونین و ثقلین. والفریقین من عرب و من عجب. مولا یا صلی وسلم دائماً آباداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم. یا ربی بالمصطفی بلغ مقاصدنا. یا ربی بالمصطفی بلغ مقاصدنا. واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, right now we are moving towards our kalam, and the kalam is Ali Mola. How could we forget this personality who is a warrior? He is the lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, the father of Hasnain Kareemain alayhi muridwan, the beloved husband of Fatima Zahra, who is Khatun Jannat, the son-in-law of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been made the master and owner of this universe. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar, we are discussing such a great personality, and through his dhikr and through his mentioning, may Allah Azza wa Jalla enhance the blessings of our program. So yes, listen to this manqabat, and when we do return, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we are going to be discussing some aspects with the relation to the hellfire. And I hope, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, this program should be a turning point in our lives. We all, perhaps somewhere down the line, need a turning point. Listen to the hadith, ayat of the Quran, parables, and then I'm sure your heart will be quite satisfied to hear it. And shaitan will try his level best for you not to watch this program, perhaps for you not to adhere to the wordings or the ayat and the verses of the Quran or the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan will try his level best to divert your attention from the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Chale is kalam ko sunte hain, Ali Mola, and when we do return, the halat regarding the Day of Judgment is what we will be discussing. Stay tuned with Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من كنت مولا من كنت مولا فهذا علي مولا فهذا علي مولا. علی مولا 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 کس منہ سے ہو اس مجمع البحرین کا رتبہ بیاں کس منہ سے ہو اس مجمع البحرین کا رتبہ جو مرکز ہے شریعت کا طریقت کا ہے سر چشمہ جو مرکز ہے شریعت کا طریقت کا ہے سر چشمہ علی مولا 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 دلہن زہرا عمر داماد اور حسنین سے بیٹے دلہن زہرا عمر داماد اور حسنین سے بیٹے تیری ہستی ہے اعلیٰ اور بالا تر تیرا کنبہ علی مولا 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 نبی کی نیند پر اس نے نمازیں عصر قربان کی نبی کی نیند پر اس نے نمازیں عصر قربان کی جو حاضر کر چکا تھا اس سے پہلے جان کا غدیا علی مولا 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 نہ کیوں کر لوٹتا اس کے لیے ڈوبا ہوا سورج نہ کیوں کر لوٹتا اس کے لیے ڈوبا ہوا سورج کہ جب اس چاند کے پہلوں میں ایک سورج کا تھا جلوہ علی مولا 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 مسلمان رسول اللہ کی الفت اگر چاہو مسلمان رسول اللہ کی الفت اگر چاہو کرو اس کی غلامی جس کا ہر مومن ہوا بندہ علی مولا 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 چشتی قادری یا نقشبندی سہروردی ہو چشتی قادری یا نقشبندی سہروردی ہو ملا سب کو ولایت کا انہیں کے ہاتھ سے ٹکڑا علی مولا 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 علی مشکل کشا ہے سب کے سالک کا سہارا ہے علی مشکل کشا ہے سب کے سالک کا سہارا ہے ہر ایک محتاج ان کا ہو جواں بوڑا ہو یا بچہ علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Adnan Sheikh Attari Sallamahu al-Bari was reciting this beautiful manqabat in his unique andaz with his melodious voice. Ali Mola, Ali Mola, Ali Mola, Ali Mola. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the true connection with Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala wa Jahul Kareem. Brothers and dearest viewers in Islam, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are Muslims and we are lovers and we take our lessons from lives in this life from these Mubarak and blessed personalities who are perfect role models for us, subhanAllah. They learned Islam directly from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and taught us and showed us, demonstrated to us practically how to live your life in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Ali radiallahu anhu had the power and ability to extract the door of the fort by himself and flung it, that landed a few meters away, that strong fort, which thereafter people mentioned that 40 strong men put together could not lift and extract the door of this fort. Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu could have removed this and had removed it by himself. The one who could remove and carry and throw away such a heavy door and gate is the one who could also remove our difficulties, problems, adversities, providing that we call from our heart. Allah has bestowed him, Azza wa Jalla. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him this ikhtiyar. Otherwise, brother Islam, subhanallah, leave this authority which Allah has granted to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we only had to focus on the authority and power and Allahu Akbar, those amazing blessings which Allah had bestowed upon the servants and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this alone would keep you boggled. This alone would keep you thinking that if this is the ability granted to the gharana, the family, and the servants of Rasulullah, then what will be the condition and his level of excellence altogether? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is definitely beyond our comprehension, but ikhtiyarat-e-Mustafa, we said we're discussing salvation from the hellfire. Exactly, viewers of Madani Channel. There are lots of views, there are lots of ahadith you would learn. Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu had narrated many of them as well. With regards to the scenery of the Day of Judgment, we have over and again been described. We have heard about the description of Jahannam in the Quran. We have heard about the description of Jahannam and about the Day of Qiyamah in the books of ahadith as well. And this information has come to us from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in order to rectify us so that we have some fear in our hearts. When we would hear about the punishment, when we would hear about how those will be kept who disobeyed Allah in this planet, then they will start planning from now, because this planet is the place where you come to plan. It's alame asbab. It is the world of means. We do things here. It's a world of practice. It is darul amal, the home and the environment where we came to practice. We never come for results here. We are going to wait for the results elsewhere. And the results will depend on the actions performed in this classroom, in this examination planet, where our exam is being taken right at this very moment. From morning to evening, we are being tested in various ways, viewers of Madani Channel. And ultimately, the results of this will be given to us on the Day of Judgment. And then a person will then be able to determine whether his actions led him to Jannah or his actions led him to the hellfire. Whatever the situation is, we make dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the neighborhood of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, not only hope, actions are important. Action is required. It is a prerequisite of you even wanting to go into Jannah. You can only hope for Jannah when we are doing those actions that will lead you to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Otherwise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described that scenery. And we discussed this many a time with regards to the sun, the earth be transformed into copper, every person drowning in his own perspiration. Everyone knows the Quran has mentioned that one day is equivalent to 50,000 years of this world. Allahu Akbar. We are aware that the sun will be just 1 mile above our heads. We will be roasting. Allahu Akbar. Every person will be resurrected with his leader, his imam. Even this the Quran has mentioned. The hadith have elaborated on points of this nature, dear viewers. that you will be called with your leaders and the leaders will be questioned as well. Leader refers to the person whom you regarded as your leader in this world, who you used to follow. Upon his words, you used to make amal. You would practice the words and the things he would say to you. So he is your leader in this world, and he will be also called on the day of judgment. Viewers of Madani Channel, we have a problem where we are going to be faced and we are going to be challenged and channeled into these various channels for many, many years to come. When we get restless for a few seconds, just a second could make you lose all the happiness of the day that you had today. Little bit restlessness makes you talk more about the pain than the happiness you went through on this Monday. Imagine for a moment that there is a pain which is to last for 50 years and that's not going to stop. Just one example. This one taklif will continue and it will continue for the next 100 years and 200 years to come. How would you then react to that? This is where you need to draw your mind towards, and this is what you need to understand, dear viewers. Are we going to manage this? The answer is no. We can never, ever, ever manage. In fact, the scholars have said, one should not even imagine that he can tolerate the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because this is never in your capacity. Some scholars have written that you might lose your faith and you would leave out of the fold of Islam, because by you accepting that you can tolerate the punishment, the azab of Allah, will take you out of the fold of Islam. Because no one can take even the slightest punishment of Jahannam. It is beyond imagination. You never tasted or seen or heard of such punishment. By the way, the slightest punishment in the hellfire is that a Jahannami, a hell dweller, the person who disobeyed Allah and His Rasul day and night, will be given a shoe to wear made of fire. The moment he will slip this into his feet, his brains will boil and would pour out from his nostrils and his mouth and his ears. This will be witnessed by others in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. So, how do we attain salvation from the hellfire? How do we attain salvation from our sin that we have committed? We have previously in the previous programs mentioned this already, but I think we have to make this into a capsule and little tits and bits from here and there once again make you understand that there are prerequisites. The first stage, now I am a sinner, I committed many crimes in my life. We admit this. We identify those sins. After it's identified, you have remorse and regret over them. If you don't, start feeling it. Why it's not there? Something is wrong. Why am I not having any regret for the sin I committed? Why am I still committing that sin? What has caused me to become so heedless and such a rock that the ayat of the Quran that are being recited before me makes or has no impact on my heart? The advices which I receive through the scholars and through ulama have no feelings on my heart anymore. Why is the impact lasting only for a temporary moment? It is a matter of concern. The Holy Rasul says on the day of judgment, a person will be made to cross on a bridge which is known as the bridge of Sirat. Yes, we heard correct. If you have heard that this bridge is thinner than a strand of hair, you are right. It is thinner than a strand of hair. Have you held a hair in your hand? I'm sure you touch your hair on a daily basis. Have you seen how thin it is? This bridge is thinner than a hair, a strand of hair. It is sharper than a sword. It is placed on the back of Jahannam. Some would cross this bridge of Sirat like a lightning, whilst others will cross it like wind and storms, whilst others will cross it like how a camel runs, and then slower than that, and slower than that, to the extent that some will be running, whilst others will be crawling on the same bridge. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at his companions and said to his companions, oh my companions, be amongst those who would have less saman on the day of judgment, less baggages. They asked Ya Rasulullah, baggages, that what baggages? This is the bigger picture. And the big picture is that Allah is forgiving sins. Make dua for the garmi of mahshar. Make dua for at being admitted in Jannah with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what the Sahaba ikram asked for, cried for, wished for. They never asked anything of this dunya. Hazrat Rabi'a Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anha was also from amongst them and was asked for what you want to ask. What did this companion ask for? Jannah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, is there anything else besides this that you require? Because Jannah, you have already got that. And this companion says, no, Ya Rasulullah, I only wish, desire, and hope for your companionship in paradise. Just like how you have kept me as your khadim in this world, I want to be honored with this responsibility, even in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. This shows ikhtiyarat-e Mustafa once again, that yes, only the one who can grant will ask you, is there anything else to ask besides this? Because ask, I will grant you what you want today. And if this companion had desired, could have asked for gold, wealth, anything of the dunya, but no, it was sati, companionship, company of whom? The most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's nothing difficult, it's nothing bad, it's nothing wrong to have these big hopes and dreams. Why do we have dreams of building big houses in this dunya only? Why aren't we having dreams and hopes of living next to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah? It's not impossible for Allah to grant it to you. Is this that our mindset doesn't teach us and doesn't make us feel that we should often beg for this? And if we are, alhamdulillah, and if we're not, then there is a loss for us here. How extraordinary is the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when he will open the doors of shafa'at, then seeing his shafa'at and intercession, even those people that will be jannatis, who hardly committed crime in this world, or whom Allah has forgiven due to his mercy and rahmah, despite their ibadat, Allah still forgiven them and granted them Jannah. So such pious people too will be looking at the in'am, will be looking at the blessings bestowed upon the sinners that Huzuri Park is giving them so much of attention. Sometimes he's at the pond of Kawthar, quenching their thirst. Sometimes he's at Mizan, skiing, weighing their deeds. Sometimes he's there at Pul Sirat, making them cross the bridge of Sirat. He's there with his ummatis on the day of judgment, so concerned for your well-being, and showering so much of mercies upon the sinners that even when the rightful people will see these blessings, Allahu Akbar, they will ask for some sins as udhar, as hiding some sort of sin, so that they could attain that attention from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to attain the company of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to see the amount of blessings that he is blessing and he is showering upon his sinful ummatis and followers. Allahu Akbar, even the pious people will feel envy seeing this and witnessing. Is kalam ke kuch ash'ar padhte hain, sawab hasil karte hain, achi niyaton ke saath. Aap bhi ise padhiyega inshallah azza wa jalla. Is kalam ko padhne ke baad hum dua karte hain ki Allah Taala hame sarkar se sachi pakki mohabbat naseeb farmaye. Chaliye inshallah aap bhi isme shamil ho jaye. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Kya hai zauq faza shafaat hai tumhari baba, kya hai zauq faza shafaat hai tumhari baba, qarz leti hai khuda, qarz leti hai guna par hai gari baba, kya hai zauq faza shafaat hai tumhari baba, khamae qudrat ka husn e dast kari baba, kari baba, kya hi tasveer apne pyare ki sawari baba, kya hi tasveer apne pyare ki sawari baba, kya hi zauq faza shafaat hai tumhari baba. قرض لیتی ہے گناہ قرض لیتی ہے گناہ پر ہے زگاری واہ واہ کیا ہی ذوق فضا شفاعت ہے تمہاری واہ واہ
Focus for a moment, dear viewers. A Jahannami is crying because he is being thrown into the hellfire. From all directions, thousands of people that will be thirsty will be crying for water at the pond of Kawthar. Our Nabi, our Aqa and Master, our Protector, Allahu Akbar, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be hastening towards there, helping them, quenching their thirst for them with his own hands. He will not be concerned about himself, about his own family. More than his family, he is in love with his ummah. He's concerned about his ummah. He's worried about his ummah, his nation, his followers. Allahu Akbar. A person will be crying and saying, Ya Rasulullah, bachalo, bachalo, Ya Rasulullah, help me, save me. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will inquire about the matter and problem. Majra kya hai? It will be said to him, okay, fine. Let's go back to the pan. Let's go back to Mizan. Let's weigh his deeds once again for the second time upon the order of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Angels will proceed at Mizan. Mizan is known to be the place where the scale is kept and your deeds will be placed on the scale and will be weighed. In a nutshell, dear viewers of Madinah channel, what happens next is amazing. And this person will be gone and the results will be shown that he is a sinner. Allahu Akbar. The angels will say, Ya Rasulullah, see, his bad deeds are more than his good deeds. The moment this will happen, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will then place something on the pan of Mizan, which will instantly boost his good deeds. Astounded by this, when he would say, Ya Rasulullah, what good deed did I ever do in my life to attain this? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Oh my ummati and follower, once you did recite durood and salutations and salams upon me with love and affection, which you are getting now. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Viewers of Madini channel, you would hear from time to time, Ya ilahi, har jagah teri ata ka saath ho, jab bade mushkil shahe, mushkil kusha ka saath ho. Ya ilahi, garmiya mahshar se jab bhadke badan, damane mahbub ki thandi hawa ka saath ho. Ya ilahi, naamay amal, jab khulne lage, aib poshe khalki sattari, khata ka saath ho. Ya ilahi, jo duaen, nek hum tujhse kare, qudsiyo ke lab se ameen. Rabbana ka saath ho. Alhamdulillah. Stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, remember well, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam. Islam, the universal religion. Islam, the universal religion.